Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton. On Sunday, Patriots owner Robert Kraft, Bill Belichick, and Tom Brady sat down with Pat Kerwin and Jim Miller for SiriusXM's radio show, Moving the Chains. Darrell Revis was among the topics of discussion, and also why Bill Belichick thinks that this year's receiving corps is better than the previous season. Check out parts of their interviews right here.
He does everything with such ease. You know, his sense of anticipation and the way he moves, you know, he's not like breathless. He's just doing everything in stride. But what I like about him, and maybe some of the media had portrayed him differently before he came here, he's a very understated kind of guy and is not a lot of bravado. I notice a lot of the guys are drawn to him. And he does it in my opinion, in a very classy way, an understated way.
It's been good. I mean, of course, Darrell was here in the spring and during the OTAs and the off-season program. You know, he's a hard-working guy, very professional, real smart, instinctive player, has a great feel for the position, and, you know, anticipates things very well, both in the passing game and in the running game. He's got just a very instinctive playing style, and a lot of times he seems to anticipate things and be where he's supposed to be kind of before he's even before you think that he's going to be there.
And I played against Darrell for a lot of years, playing twice, you know, two times a year at the Jets for a long time, so I know the kind of competitor that he is, and having him in practice every day makes all of our guys better because they're seeing the best, and they're seeing a guy that competes every play in the run game and the pass game on every route, and he gets pissed off like I do when a ball gets caught on him, you know, and so it's just a nice little, you know, it's competition every day, and you're trying to get the best out of each other.
I think our free agency and the draft and the second-year players, along with our few seasoned veterans, I'm pretty excited and hyped up and, you know, think we have a chance to do something special. On the other hand, none of us know right what's going to happen during the years.
I'd say we're definitely ahead of where we were in the passing game at this point. You know, just as you said, just based on experience and having a better familiarity with the system and how to do it, not only what to do, but also how to do it. You know, adding LaFell into that mix has, you know, also been a positive. You know, he's been good. And, you know, having our young players from last year, plus Amendola, plus Edelman, I think we're definitely ahead of where we were last year in the passing game.
Most of the guys back, well, pretty much all of them from last year with the addition of Brandon LaFell. So he's done a great job coming in here, trying to understand how we do things. He's got a lot of experience in the pros. So, you know, it's nice for a quarterback not to have to talk to a fourth or fifth year player about every little detail like sometimes you need to do with younger players. So, you know, he's got some playing experience, knows how to get open, knows some man-to-man techniques that he can really use. And, you know, we're just trying to incorporate all those guys to their skill set and do what they do best.
I remember how he was in the early years and how he's become even more disciplined and focused on everything, putting himself in the best position to perform at such a high level with his food intake, his conditioning, his preparation, his study, his relentless attention to detail. But more than anything is the quality human being he is. He's, for someone who has had the notoriety and success, he is just the most genuine person.